You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Good morning. You are listening to Until We Meet Again broadcast. I am so glad you are here this morning, or whenever you are listening to the broadcast. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sister Dee Dee, and we're going to start out with Jesus Always, Embracing Joy in His Presence by Sarah Young. It is today's daily devotion, and I'm not going to recite the date, but it is today's devotion. It says, "Rejoice in your dependence on me. This is a place of wonderful security. People who depend on themselves, others, and circumstances are building their lives on a foundation of sand. When storms come, they will realize how flimsy their foundation is. It will not be adequate to support them. No, it won't. You, on the other hand, are building your life on the rock. That's Jesus. Your foundation will be more than sufficient to support you during life's storms. I want you to depend on me, not only in stormy circumstances, but when the skies of your life are calm. This is a daily discipline, preparing you for whatever lies ahead. It is also a source of great joy. Relying on me involves staying in communication with me, an extraordinary privilege. This rich blessing provides you with strength, encouragement, and guidance. When you stay in touch with me, you know you are not alone. As you walk in the light of my presence, I help you rejoice in me at all day long. During and depending on me is the most joyful way to live." Now, this excerpt, it's from Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and 27. It reads in the Bible, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." The next one was Psalms 89, verses 15 and 16. "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord God. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt in your righteousness." Praise the Lord. The last one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. "Be joyful always. Pray continually." Isn't that the truth? And you know, we're going to be here every Wednesday at 2 a.m. And you can always go to WCNO website and click on demand, and you can catch up on the broadcasts that you miss or don't have an opportunity to listen to. And so that was amazing. Okay. That was amazing. Jesus Always Devotion. Okay. Now we're going to read Psalms 37 verses 1 through 40. It says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. That which is not upright are in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, rely on, lean on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So you shall dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you will be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him. Be patiently and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. Isaiah 57:13. For yet a little while, and the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with care where they used to be, they will not be found. Revelations 21:7-8. You can find it there, and you can also find this in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 36 and 37. But the meek in the end will inherit the earth, that's the millennial to come, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright and right standing with God. They gash at them with their teeth. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their own day of defeat is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who walk uprightly, blameless in conduct and conversation, because of Jesus Christ. We're born anew. We have the Holy Spirit in us. The words of the wicked shall enter their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the uncompromisingly righteous have than the abundance of possessions of many who are wrong and wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the consistently righteous, and we're made righteous through Jesus Christ. The Lord knows the days of the upright and blameless, and their heritage will abide forever. When Jesus comes back, when we come back, and the Lord with the Lord, and he sets up his kingdom after the great tribulation. 19. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. You know, there's a lot of that going on nowadays. The days are evil, and people are claiming to be homeless and broke, but the righteous God looks, he will provide for his children. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as fat lambs. that is consumed in smoke, and as the glory of the pastures, they shall vanish like smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, for they may be unable, but the uncompromisingly righteous deal kindly and give, for they are able. For such are the blessings of God, shall in the end inherit the earth, those who are blessed, but they that are cursed of him shall be cut off. You can find that in Isaiah 57, verse 13. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way, and he bruises himself. Oh, and he busies himself with his every step. So God watches over us. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly destroyed. No, though we fall, we won't be destroyed. For the Lord grasps his hand and support and upholds us. I have been old, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. All these are the promises of the Scripture of the Lord. All day long they are merciful and deal graciously. They lend, and their offspring are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and you will dwell forever securely. For the Lord delights in justice and forsakes not his saints. Praise the Lord. They are preserved forever, but the offspring of the wicked in time shall be cut off. Then the consistently righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. That's the new earth. The mouth of the uncompromisingly righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks with justice. So gossip shouldn't be among saints. The Lord, the law of his God is in their heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked lie in wait for the uncompromisingly righteous and seek to put them to death. Over in Africa, in the continent of Africa, saints, Christians are being slaughtered every day. Not over there, but across the world. The Lord will not leave them in their hands, nor suffer them to condemn them when they are judged. Because, you know, absent from the body is present with the Lord. So, you know, they think they're doing an evil thing by attacking the believer. But, you know, they're in front of the Lord in heaven. They're with Jesus. When we leave the body, we're with Jesus when we're believers. Wait and expect the Lord to keep and heed his way. And he will exalt you to inherit the land in the end. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen a wicked man in great power and spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was not. Yes, I sought and inquired for him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man, and behold the upright, for there is an happy end for the man of peace. As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together, and the end the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the uncompromisingly righteous is of the Lord. He is their refuge and secure stronghold in the time of trouble. Remember this, saints, and the Lord helps them and delivers them. He helps us. He delivers us. These are God's promises. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they trust and take refuge in him. Praise the Lord. This is going to lead us into Bible promises for you. It's a little booklet. It's 99 pages long. You can purchase this from Christian Bookstore. They're like $1.39 each. I call them my emergency, my spiritual emergency kit, this little booklet. You can put it in your car, you know, a drawer, a desk in your room or in your college dormitory or college room, or you can leave it in your car, your purse. It's wonderful. It's scriptures. You read the scriptures. It says here, provision of God. I think this is perfect. It says here, may God, my God, will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:19. Saints, sometimes you may want to have a pen or a pencil or a piece of paper, and this, you might read a scripture and it just touches your heart and you're like, oh, I want to remember that. And you can just jot these scriptures down. Here it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Psalms 23:1. These are God's promises. It says, be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. You know, there's a lot. I was watching this one woman on TV, and she was saying that the Rio Grande or whatever, that it's bone dry. You know, we take water for granted. God sends water. It says here, God sends the water. He sends you abundant showers, both in autumn, spring rains as before. Joel 2:23. So mankind take water for granted, but in the scripture, God sends it. And a lot of times when he stops water and it's dry, it's because of the iniquity of the people in that area. Psalms 111:5, not always, but you know, we need to pray about it. God provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. So we don't have to fret. God feeds the birds, the sparrows. Psalms 132:15. I will bless her with abundance, but abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. So when there's lack, people need to repent or pray or seek God. God's trying to get their attention, you know, because his promises, he promises that there will be no lack. Okay, let's see. Acts, and a lot of times it could be testing. It depends on the situation to build our faith, to build our faith, our trust in him. Acts 14:17. It says, God has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fill your heart with joy. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7:9-11. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to get good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Praise the Lord. Okay, saints, I love the hymnals. This is the hymnals. We're going to have a couple of hymnals. This hymnals is Be Thou My Vision, and it was written in 1905 by Mary Bine, and then again, Eleanor Hull in 1912. And let's see. So here we go. It's almost poetry. Hymnals is beautiful poetry. And it's Be Thou My Vision. If you want to go on Google it or whatever and to get the music to it. But we're going to sing. I'm going to read the words. Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou be my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Righteous I have not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasures thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joy, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, wherever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Praise the Lord. I just love these hymnals. This one is Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And let's see, this was written by William Bradley in 1859. Wait, first by Dorothy Thorpe in 1836, and then the tune was Bradley William in 1859. Wow. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Must we need thy tender care? In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, oh, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. The last one. Early let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us still. Praise the Lord. Okay, God's promises for your every need. We're going to close out. This is the last one. What to do when you are in need of patience? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Galatians 5:22. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They should run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, Lamentations 3:26. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Romans 8:25. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings evil schemes to pass. Psalms 37:7. We read that already, saints. Okay, that you do not be sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we have to wait patiently, and we have to hold on to faith, hold on to God's promises, and he will bring them to pass. Hebrews 6:12. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which is of great reward. For you have need of abundance, so after you have done all the will of the Lord, you may receive the promise. For yet in a little while, and he is coming and will come and will not tarry. Hebrews 10, 35, 37. That's the Lord coming back for the church. That's the Lord's coming back. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12 and 1, racing towards our heavenly home. Hold on, saints. Okay, saints, our time is just about up. We're going to pray. You have been listening to Until We Meet Again, and we're going to be here every Wednesday mornings at 2 a.m. for praise and worship and fellowship. I hope you enjoyed this time together. I know I did. We got plenty of scripture, praise and worship, and I felt the Lord's presence. And if you can visit, if you want, if you miss a program, you can always go to WCNO On Demand website, and you can replay, and you can share this with anyone that you feel needs encouragement. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this fellowship. There's so many people out there that a lot of them are not saved that could be listening. And there's a lot of saints there's that shed in, or they're in hospitals, or they're driving, or they're up for whatever reason. And it was their time for us to be together, to meet together, to praise you. And Lord, I just thank you for the presence. I thank you for deliverance. Look over them, Father God. Look over my brothers and sisters. Bless them. Encourage them, protect their home, protect all that is theirs. We know that the world is evil, but we are standing on your promises that you promised to protect us when we're underneath your wings, when we stay underneath your wings and your will. All these blessings, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Until next week, saints, be blessed.
Heaven's door.